Now, this came as a relief for me. I was delighted because I am a landlord, and although an injunction was not granted, relief is in sight. U.S. District Judge John Barker in Texas ruled that the national ban on evictions that's been in place since September is unconstitutional. I believe that the eviction moratorium in particular is a violation of the Fifth Amendment takings clause with unjustified and uncompensated government takeover of property rights. Judge Barker wrote that although COVID-19 pandemic persists, so does the Constitution. And he sided with property managers who argued the ban exceeds the power of the federal government. The CDC National Eviction Moratorium was first announced under former President Donald Trump in September of 2020, prohibiting eviction renters who are financially struggling because of the coronavirus pandemic. Biden has since extended the moratorium through at least March 31st. And he's calling for the moratorium to be extended through September of this year with no end in sight. Judge in Texas hasn't issued an injunction, but he suggested that he could at a later date. Such a move would leave millions of Americans at risk for eviction. Advocates are hoping that the White House is going to intervene. So now all eyes are going to take center stage on the moratorium and its questionable legality. Hopefully this will worm its way up through the Supreme Court and landlords will get some relief, because as I've explained before, this eviction moratorium is going to set the stage for an enormous transfer of wealth from small business owners to mega corporations. And if you hate dealing with your small business landlord, you are going to especially hate dealing with a mega corporation who always represents themselves with a legal counsel, and that just makes it a nightmare situation for all parties involved. Now, this is a step in the right direction for landlords, because the last time the case made it to the federal district court in October of 2020, just following after the Trump administration had announced the moratorium from the CDC, at the time, District Judge J.P. Boyle said that in Atlanta, he rejected the motion for preliminary injunction brought by the New Civil Liberties Alliance on behalf of the Virginia landlord. The group was later joined by the National Apartment Association, representing 85,000 landlords responsible for 10 million rental units. At the time, the judge said the public interest in controlling the spread of COVID-19 outweighed the landlord's economic interest, and said that economic harm pales in comparison to the significant loss of life that could occur if the order was blocked. That was with 2 months rent-free. Now we're dealing with 6 months rent-free. And again, no end in sight. This is getting ridiculous.